Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. It is Friday. Brock Purdy is back. My partner, Dan Dibley, remains on a heater.
Oh, little heater. Little heater. That thing looked like it was going to be Ottoman. I had my shoes off. I was peeling the socks and thinking, you know what? Feet up, 20-6. Okay, 20-13, fine. There's a field goal. We're about to go up 10, and oh, he missed it. I better put the socks back on and get my feet off this ottoman because we've got ourselves a game.
Tied up at 20 with 28 seconds to go. That was right as the lights went down at the punchline last night. So I did what any good audience member would do. You put that phone away now.
Yep.
Put that thing in the pocket. Unfortunately, I don't turn it off, but it's
you
never...
can't because you have kids.
Well, but right, it's on silent, so yep. Don't worry about that. I wasn't going to be the guy next to me that had the phone go off in the middle of the comedy show. But the whole time, like we start the show and bzz, bzz,
sorry about that.
Bzz, bzz, and I'm going, I'm sitting there going like the lights are out. We had sprung for preferred seating.
Oh,
Dan.
Look at you.
Preferred seating. So we were in the front row. Like we were up against the damn stage, which there's some pressure there now.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to pull my phone out.
No, you got to yak in.
We're going to let yak in, right? They're cracking some funnies, and I got my lovely sitting there with me. We're having a drink, we're laughing, and I'm like, what is going on? And then, as a parent, you're kind of like, kid's okay? So there was a moment, because, there's the warm-up act.
Yep.
And then the warm-up act left, and then as the next act is coming up, and let's go. Put your hands together for.
Totally.
And I'm like, take just a little peek. What's going on here? Make sure the kids are okay. And all I got to do is tap that screen and the most recent
just tap
text.
The screen.
Just tap it in. And that screen just pops up and all I see, and I don't even know, Grandy, if it was you or if it was Lucas. I don't even know which one of you it was. But all I see on my screen is, attaboy, Dibs.
Yep.
Attaboy. And I'm like, hey, honey, Seahawks won. I didn't even know how it happened. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what the final score was.
You knew that they won by more than 1.5, right?
Exactly. I go Seahawks plus 1.5. Sharpie.
Yep.
That's going to be a 13-2 for not your boy, you boy.
Yeah. It's great. And
I get in 450 today. Two more.
Yeah. And the picks are in. A Niner pick and a Sunday night pick, and then we'll come back Monday and we'll make two Monday picks and. I could be, after Monday, 17-2.
Oh, my God.
Or 13-6, or somewhere in between.
Which means there's nothing bad that's going to happen.
Right.
Because even if you're 13-6, you're like, I'm 13-6.
Right.
Shut up. I'm on a four-game losing streak, and I'm still 13-6.
But the clapping and the singing might return after that for next Thursday.
Some people are doing it anyway.
And that's fine.
Everybody handles a streak in their own way. Some people are betting on that streak coming to an end. If you're at a roulette wheel and it lands on one of them little green spots 13 times in a row, what are you doing with your next bet? Are you like, honey, it's just green every time? Or are you like, I'm going to bet that it's not going to be green on this next one? Everybody handles it their own way. I want to know if you're handling it any differently. Are you wearing the same socks? Are you waking up at the same time? Is there any part of your process that has become habitual?
It's all been habitual. Okay. And I've been staying with the same process, which is a Wednesday morning look at the lines and, you know, go through my analysis, which is mainly, it's a combination of factors. One is the DVOA, the defense adjusted value over average. I do think that those numbers are indicative of how a team is actually playing.
Okay.
Then you look at the home road situation and who's home and who's road and where's the road team been, where's the home team been. You look at rest, advantage, disadvantage, and then you look at injuries and you go through all that. And then you look at the spread and you think, you know, I like this team more than that team. And last night's a good example where, yeah, they're both on a short week and Arizona had a very tough game here and they get to go home and Seattle has to go there. Not a terrible flight. And they're both in a spot where they don't have normal rest, but Arizona lost their best running back. And I think that Seattle's just better than Arizona.
I do too, because they don't have Marvin Harrison Jr. on their team.
Well, and he made a couple of nice plays late in that game.
Yes, he did.
A couple of big plays. And
my God, one of the more embarrassing first halves I've ever seen a receiver
pretty
have.
Pretty rough. And, you know, your guy Benson, you actually started him, the running back in our league, and I don't think that he's quite there yet. And James Conner, I think, is a great back, and now he's out for the year. And so I thought, you know what? We're going to go with Seattle, even though they're on the road, and it worked out for me.
Yes, it did. So, ladies and gentlemen, 450 today. Boy, especially those of you who like to play the numbers. I mean, we're going into the weekend. Listen to this potpourri of action that we're going to throw at you from about 450 to 515 today. First of all, Dibs is going to unveil the two picks. The Niners are -3 against the Jags, and I think the Packers are tracking somewhere in the neighborhood of about -6.5. At Dallas on Sunday night, Dibs will have the picks, and apparently the picks are already in.
Yep.
All right, and so there's that. But then right when you're done with that, John Avello of DraftKings, our buddy John Avello is going to come on, and one of the things that he will do is he will weigh in on your picks. He'll tell you if he thinks good picks, bad picks, funny picks, lame picks, strong picks. I don't know.
Where's
don't
the know money? What are the sharps thinking?
That's
all
right.
The rest of
that's
it.
That's right. So anyway, that's all going to happen between 4:50 and 5:15 later on this afternoon. Plaxico Burress is going to join us at 3:15. So that's a whole lot of fun. We've never had him on before. Excited to do that. The former Giants great wide receiver will join us at 3:15. But as of now, especially if you're just joining us, hello, your starting quarterback is back. Your thoughts? Like, I want to know if anybody felt conflicted about that. Mac Jones is actually on the injury report. Brock Purdy is not. Mac Jones is listed as questionable for this football game. So is Ricky Pearsall. So is Juwan Jennings. We can get into all of that. But Brock Purdy has no injury designation. He is the starting quarterback this Sunday against the Jags. And I know for our brethren throughout the morning, there was a lot of question, and we were planning to talk this out with y'all too. Like, is that what you want? And I know that may sound like a funny question, but I'm sensing a lot of nervousness about the fact that Brock might be playing at less than full strength, and there is a more important game 4 days later after this one gets played. The fact that Mac is questionable and Brock is not maybe suggests that Brock is even healthier than Mac right now. But I don't know. Is anybody conflicted over what the 49ers are doing? Brock was limited for the majority of the week, but he's playing. Starting quarterback is back.
Yeah, I'm not conflicted because he's off the injury report, which tells me that he is in a better spot than Mac Jones. And Mac had to have a knee brace on for the better part of the second half. And, you know, Mac was kind of limping around. You talked about it, and he did not look great. And so if he is still listed as questionable, I would guess that he may not even be QB2. He might be the emergency three, and you might have more.
I don't know.
You know, Adrian Martinez might be the guy again who is the backup, and we don't yet know how that's going to go. But the fact that Brock Purdy is deemed healthy, he's not on the injury list, then yeah, go play football, because that's what you do. When you're healthy enough to play, you go out there and play. And I heard many people locally and nationally yesterday and even today wondering about Brock, and some thought, you know, he's not playing. And I kept thinking about the Ian Rappaport where he talked about 2 to 5 weeks. Yep. You know, he'll be out 2 to 5.
He was.
And he missed two.
He was out two.
But the idea of 2 to 5, and, you know, he still wasn't really totally cleared until today. I thought, you know what? We might be at 3, 4, or even 5, but now we aren't, because he's good to go and he's good to start.
Good to go, and therefore should be. I mean, if he makes it through healthy, good to go Thursday night against the Rams as well, which I know everybody wants the Niners to be as healthy as possible there. There will be no George Kittle in that game. There will be no Nick Bosa in that game. We'll see if outside of that, they can be a pretty healthy football team. Much more on all of that. In fact, what Kyle Shanahan did say when he broke all of the news, Brock Purdy and otherwise, it just happened about a half hour ago, and we'll let you hear all of that coming up next. We're sponsored by Moderna, and if anybody wants to weigh in, are the Niners making the right decision, in your opinion, based on Brock Purdy playing? We'll take your calls right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Friday, people. Let's do the damn thing. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Injuries for the game. We got Jordan Watkins out, CJ West out, Renardo Green questionable, Juwan Jennings questionable, Mac Jones questionable, Connor Colby questionable, Ricky Purcell questionable. Go ahead.
Yeah, that Brock will start.
Yes. Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we'll play you more Shanny Hanny here in just a sec, but that's the development. And two things that catch my attention. Brock Purdy is in, yet they will not fully say yet that Ricky Pearsall is in. I think he's expected to be in. He practiced yesterday. He practiced today. But at the same time, I did not like seeing his name on the questionable list.
No, never do. Yeah. And Connor Colby also on that same list. And as you go through, and Juwan Jennings, and, you know, you start to pick through the names and who they already know they won't have. Kittle and Bosa. You don't have Kittle. You don't have Bosa. And yeah, you've got Brock Purdy back. Great. And you've got McCaffrey. You know, count on 25 to 30 touches for all of you team bubble wrap. Just get ready for that, because you're going to use him and use him and use him up as much as you can without Kittle especially.
Yep. I mean, look, the bottom line on all of this stuff, because I know there were, I'm sure you heard it too, there's people all week, certainly all day, hey, just give Mac another game. And maybe that's the anxiety that surrounds next Thursday's game. So I understand it. I really do. For me, it comes from the exact same tree as what you just brought up. Christian McCaffrey's touches.
Yep.
And I've mentioned this to you a lot. I really understand from the fan perspective why it feels the way it does. It's just uncomfortable, especially for a fan base that is constantly bombarded, it feels, with major injuries. But the bottom line is at a certain point, one way or another, you have to have the stomach for this. And, like, you cannot protect football players. You just can't.
Nope.
You can't protect him. So is Brock in perfect shape this week? I have no idea. But he's good enough. And this game matters too. And he might even be the healthiest quarterback that they've got right now. And for those of you, I've seen this one too. Oh, let Martinez go out there and do
it. Come on.
What are we doing? You don't even know who that is. You have no clue what he looks like.
And come
on. If you do want to think of anything that matters in the preseason, I will remind you that if Brock Purdy...
No, come on.
No, Cheryl, for real. If you remember the preseason, when Brock and Mac were not on the field for the 49ers, the ball did not move, period. They could not move the ball. So I don't know where this concept of, like, let's protect Purdy, I don't even really know where it comes from. I have been anxious as all get out from the moment he left to get him back on the field. People go, hey, what about Mac? Mac was very good.
Yeah.
For what he was asked to do.
But, which is win games.
Yes.
And he did.
He did. And so, okay, you've solidified yourself as a high-level backup. You have positioned yourself nicely. And most importantly, you did your job. And that job may be asked of you again. But if anybody came out of those last two games feeling like the Niners could just go win the division with Mac Jones, I think you're crazy. That's just me.
I mean, you never know who else is going to be out there and who else won't be out there. And so, yeah, Brock Purdy starts on Sunday, and that doesn't mean that he could be in jeopardy of Thursday. You could have him sit on Sunday, and he can come out on Thursday, and on the first snap, he could stub his toe, and he could be out for 4 to 6 weeks. You just never know. And I always think about this with what you talked about in terms of Christian McCaffrey. So McCaffrey and his touches, and we all want to bubble wrap him. What if you knew that after touch 250, that McCaffrey's season would be over?
Huh.
So you have, I think he's, what, 77 in or 78 touches, I think,
something
into the year. And yep. So if you knew full well that you only had 172 more touches, how would you use him? Would you, like, wait until the end of the year? Would you go 8 or 9 a game? Would you use them all now and try to bank as many wins as you could and then, you know, hold off? It all depends on how you approach football. And I know this about Shanahan. He doesn't know how long anybody's going to be able to play, but he looks at this game on Sunday and he says, Brock's better than Mac. Brock is healthy-ish. Mac is healthy-ish, whatever. Brock, you play. And McCaffrey, I know we've used you a lot, but man, you're really good and you help us win. So we may have 35 touches for you. And if on the 35th touch, something bad happens, well, we can live with it because we're trying to win this game. And that's the way football works.
650 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What if Martinez is Brock Purdy 2.0? What if? That's a fun phrase.
Well, he's allowed to be.
What if? I mean, as Kyle Shanahan, like, what if we're all, what if none of us make it to Sunday? I mean, yeah, he's allowed to be, but what if? I don't know. I guess my question would be, like, why are we even trying to find that out? I mean, sure, so I guess maybe he could be undervalued. Maybe he's a good player. It's just funny to me. Sometimes I feel like the 49er fan base, I think a lot of people in this fan base are over tinkerers. And maybe that is because of where we've come from in the Kyle Shanahan era, where Jimmy Garoppolo was a successful quarterback, even though not a sparkly, shiny type of a quarterback. And then you had this Mr. Irrelevant turn into somebody who could take you to a Super Bowl. So we've got this concept of, like, ooh, what else could we find? And it's almost like the Farhan Zaidi-ing of the 49ers. Like, why do you want to all find diamonds in the rough? I'm not on that search. You found your diamond. Some people are never going to feel like it's a diamond. That's fine. I don't really care about that. But you found your diamond. Let's stop searching for the diamonds in the rough. Let's play ball. Let's play ball.
Let's play with the diamonds that we have in the safe.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. Y'all want Trey Hendrickson? You better keep winning. These games are really important. What the 49ers do at the trade deadline is going to be based on a cost-benefit analysis of how important this season becomes, what they feel like they can achieve with this season.
See, I don't think you have to win to get to that spot, and I'm thinking about the the McCaffrey year where you were 4-4 when you acquired him and you got to that spot, you thought you were good and you had one glaring need and you filled it. So I don't think you have to be 7-1 or 8-0 and get to that spot.
Not
I think
that
it's
high.
More
yeah.
I think it's more about who you have healthy and where are you as a team and what are you lacking? So you might be 5-3 at the deadline. And, you know, Brock Purdy's been good, but the one thing that you really can't do since you lost Bosa is rush the passer. And so if you get to that spot and everything else has been really mostly good and you get to that spot, well, then, yeah, you fill that one need. So for me, it's less about the record and it's more about where are you in terms of what your one need is.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm not saying they need to win them all. Like you mentioned, they're 5-3. 5-3 is still very much in the whole thing. And you look at each year's a little different based on the framework of the NFC and how accessible it is and all of that. But you've got 6 more games till the deadline. If you lose them all, I'm not going after Trey Hendrickson.
Right. Fine.
I'm not doing that.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
so like
3-6 is different.
Like, yeah, it is. But that's, I mean, these games, like, look, they're not as important as division games. They're maybe not as important as December games. Let me tell you what I love about the NFL. They're all really important.
They all count the same.
All of them.
But this might be the, outside of the Tennessee game in December, this might be the least important game on your schedule.
I get what you're saying. You're talking because it's non-division,
divisional,
because it's non-conference.
Non-conference, yep. And I mean, it's a home game.
Home game.
As I've told you before, if you look at Shanahan's career, they're almost exactly the same team, home and road, throughout the course of his career, Kyle Shanahan. They are the same team, both here in Santa Clara and on the road. But this one's non-conference, and it's against a team that I think is pretty good. And so, yeah, it's important, but the Ram game's more important, and Arizona again, and Seattle again, and the Rams again. Those are all more important.
888-957-9570. We'll play the Shanahan for you in a second. Let's get to some phone calls. Plaxico Burress joins us at 3:15. Tony in Oakland first up. Hi, Tony. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Yeah, you can know and how a person's going to do. And how you know is, you know, you got to be one. If you're a natural yourself or if you've ever gotten in, you can feel the potential both in Brock and Mac, because especially, you know, Mac's out there now. But what that dude, he, the way he said it, you know, he gets in the rhythm and he lets it fly. And it's the way that he says it. It's when, you know, you're of, you know, the God keep within. I know we don't usually like to speak about God, but when you get into the mix with it within and you couple with it and you're of its will, then you have the potential to do anything. And that's what those two boys have out there. It's pretty amazing. The, you know, we have a bunch of them on the team. The only, and now, you know, if Shanahan, you know, he's the one that lets us down, because I don't think he's ever gotten in a zone. But right now we have these, we have a quarterback and we have a backup that are through the roof. And I think we can go all the way again. The only person that gets in our way is Shanahan, because he's never really felt it. He can't really see it in another, but at least he's letting the ball fly, because, you know, he's going with the, you know, with the air game right now.
Yeah,
so I think we could go all the way.
Tony, I'm trying to figure out how the quarterbacks are awesome, but apparently Kyle Shanahan lets him down. Like, doesn't the quarterback play, isn't it on some level reflective of some things that Kyle's doing?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, he has a little bit of a plan, but, you know, we know that he's not really of it, or we would have had that Super Bowl, because, you know, you get battlefield sense of the moment. And when Mahomes was coming up next, and in the overtime, he just, you know, he went for the field goal rather than be of the moment and know, well, Mahomes coming up next. We gotta go for it. He just doesn't have that. And how you know is when a person gets afraid, they can't think inside of the box, right? They're like crumbling, looking at his notes on the sideline. But he's doing all right. I think Lynch is pretty good, because he was a player himself, could get in. And he's the one that sort of picks him, and maybe, you know, he gets him, and then Shanahan tries to do his little, you know,
yeah,
thing. But, you know, I think these guys could perform like the snake, the way he was for the Raiders, right? They don't even need Shanahan. They can feel out the field and know when to let the ball fly and do all sorts. Sometimes Shanahan just gets in the way.
Tony, thank you very much. You got all that?
Yeah, I got it all. Yeah.
All of it?
Not all of it.
Okay.
Like, Shanahan gets in the way, and it's all about God. So, I don't know.
Not God. It was about feeling it.
Higher power. Sure.
Yeah.
If I'm Jed York,
I'm feeling it right now.
I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
Shout out Victor Brick.
Oh, my God.
If I am Jed York, I'm firing Shanahan, and I'm going to hire higher power. We're going to go ahead and bring in higher power to be our coach. And, yeah, the feeling. Feeling you and all the rest of it.
That next baby that you have, that should be the name.
Higher power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Higher power Dibley, sure.
Paul in Livermore. Hi, Paul, palate cleanser. What's going on?
Hey, how we doing today? Yeah. Gentlemen, I love your show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
Hey, the question of play Mac this weekend to give Brock 4 more days of rest or play Brock? Play Brock. Quarterbacks take a couple games to get into the rhythm at the beginning of the season. We're early in the season. Brock's already missed 2 games. He's going to rust faster. Put him in now against a favorable matchup. Get that little bit of rust built up off. Get the rhythm and confidence so that he is feeling 100% mentally in the game for the important Rams game 4 days later.
Paul,
That's all I got.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. And again, I still would contend that it's only us out here in sportsland that have conversations about basically what I would call parlays. Now, there's that parlay card that was sitting next to us
earlier.
Pretty
awesome, yeah.
That's amazing. That's not the kind of parlay I'm talking about. I feel like there's a lot in the fan base where we talk about let's do this game or let's not do this game because of what it might mean for the next game or the next game after that. Let's not play Brock now. That'll help you in December. Or even this one, let's play Brock because this will help you on Thursday night. Just my sense, and I'm not saying that nobody thinks ahead, that's part of their job, but much more than we would give it credit for, I think teams are thinking about their next game. And that's it. Are you healthy? Yes, coach. Okay, we have a game
right
on Sunday. The whole concept of like, you know, well, we could lose this one, because the next one is the one we want. I'm not like disagreeing with you that Thursday is more important than Sunday, but I don't know that the 49ers coaching staff, I just don't think there's room. There's so much work that goes into winning a football game. I don't think there's room to sit there and start taking into account week 5, 6, 7, and 8.
No, and you don't know what's going to happen in week 4. Like, you play Mac Jones, and Mac's got a bad knee, and you rest Brock because you really want Thursday. And so, you know, something happens to Mac, and now you have to go to Adrian Martinez, and he's not ready. He's new in the system, and you lose to Jacksonville. And, well, you get to Thursday, and now you have Brock, and you don't have Mac because something bad happened to Mac, and Brock goes out there, and he stubs his toe, and now you're back to Adrian Martinez anyway. So you play Brock Purdy if he's good enough to play, and you always hope against hope that you don't get injuries. Although if you're the Niners, you kind of expect injuries because that's you.
Yep.
You're the injured team.
Yep.
And you go out there and you do what you do. And it's the same thing with Christian McCaffrey and any other player. Like George Kittle, he hurts his hamstring on a play where he's not getting thrown the ball and he's just running. And now he's out for at least 4 games. So should you not play George Kittle except for plays where he's going to block and he's going to get the ball thrown to him? Of course not. They're football players, they play, and you just never know what's going to happen. So, yeah, Mark, you're right. Shanahan's not thinking about Thursday at all. I'm sure they've already looked ahead at some Ram film, but right now it's about Jacksonville. How do we beat Liam Cohen and the underrated Trevor Lawrence, who I apparently love?
Oh, you do.
How do you beat the Jaguars?
Well,
and then we talk about Thursday on Monday.
We should tell our audience right now that the weekly Tuesday afternoon trip out to the farm to talk to John Feliciano, who does his best to not cuss every other word, just got more interesting.
Oh, it did.
Because he came down your road on Twitter.
Big time.
Tell us about it.
Well, and it cost me about 87 more mentions in my mentions.
That's
which
a good thing.
It's great. Yeah. And, you know, Lucas put it out there already.
You're blowing up.
Dan Dibley would rather have Trevor Lawrence over Brock Purdy. Yep. What do you think? And so I got called names that begin with almost every consonant and a couple of vowels too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, sure. I mean, 28 years in the business and I don't know what I'm talking about. Fine. Your opinion is yours and mine is mine. And then it's starting to die down and here comes Mongo. Here comes Mongo Feliciano.
Mongo, go get Dan.
Mongo, yeah, if you want to follow him, it's at Mongo Feliciano, and he just blows me up with a, I can't wait to smack you around on Tuesday.
Yep.
And then, rah, rah, rah. And still, since we've been on the air here for about an hour, I got another five mentions, and I don't even want to click on them because...
Well, it- Look,
you're an R, you're an H, right. You're a D.
Well, but that's because it's Twitter.
That guy is such a D.
Half the text line yesterday agreed with you and couldn't stop calling me a homer for wanting Purdy over Lawrence. And this is the sports version. Like, I bet this is pretty relatable to you all, right?
Do you have to be a homer?
I don't have to. We've talked about this. I just enjoy it. So the point is that do you know of anything else in our world where there are a bunch of people who firmly hang on to an opinion
yep.
that you can't even understand. You're just like, there's no way there are other human beings that think that way. And as it turns out, there are millions of them.
Millions.
Millions upon millions upon millions of them who passionately and firmly think that you're the moron. And that's how that whole thing started yesterday.
Yeah, apparently, according to Ryan Frick, what an idiot was his response.
Well, yeah.
And then Robert Uribe. Stick to volleyball, Dibby. You're not tall enough to understand the game of football.
I like that one.
Obviously, from whatever angle you watch the game. So I'm not.
Yeah, stick to volleyball.
That.
I'm going to use
ding
that.
That.
No.
Next with time, apple in your mouth, no, Grandy. No. I'm obviously not tall enough to see my own TV screen. Robert Uribe. Robert U 75728. Stop.
Uribe!
All of you, come on down. Come on down. You can't. Well, you're like water off a duck's back. You're always there, but you don't keep me from swimming, guys.
They're right, and you're wrong, and that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Is you like the people don't even know, again, how this started. In fact, our morning show doesn't even know that they started it. And I don't even know which one of them it was. Somebody on the morning show was like, Niner fans would like Purdy over Lawrence. And a friend of mine texted me and was like, laughable opinion. And this is the example I gave you yesterday, where do you ever go to a friend or your spouse or whatever? You get home from work. I bet this happens all the time, Dibs. You get home and you're like, freaking the Higgin. I can't.
Not me.
I can't believe. No, I've heard it. I can't believe that this jerk is so out of line. Listen to this plan that he's got. Listen to what he wants me to do. Maybe it's not you, Dibs. Maybe it's the other four guys who have to come do summits on off hours.
Yeah.
This guy, Nahigian.
It's more me, like, talking about you, to be honest.
That's fine. You go
this
there.
This guy, Willard.
This guy won't shut up. Ugh. I never speak. I never get to do anything on the show.
Ever.
Right. And what if your lovely wife supper looked at you and was like, well, yeah. Yeah, that's the way it should be.
He's the lead dog. Like, you're the side piece.
So
it's not Dibs and Willard. It's Willard and Dibs,
so,
honey.
So my buddy is like, can you believe that they want Purdy over the first pick in the draft? And I kind of tried to find a creative way to be like, yeah. Yeah. I'm one of them. And he's kind of like, okay. Like, just so you know, I kind of like, I see where you're coming from, but I disagree. And that's the beauty of all this.
I do, but.
In a way, that's the beauty of us. I know it frustrates the hell out of us here in the old United States of America.
Sure.
But sometimes you got to just sit with the idea that something that seems as clear as flipping day to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Half the crowd is like, you're nuts. You're absolutely crazy. I mean, is there anything more relatable than that in the world right now?
Not really. I mean, thank God there are neutral national voices who align with me. And such as the quarterback expert, Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
America's number one Brock Purdy hater.
You can paint him however you want to paint him. So, he's got Trevor Lawrence at number 16.
Yeah.
He's got Brock Purdy at number 20.
Steven's a gaslighter.
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy.
No,
Steven and I are in lockstep on this one.
Don't even do that.
He's got Drake May ahead of Brock.
Of course he does.
He's got Sam Darnold ahead of Brock.
Good for you, Steve.
He's got Calamari ahead of Brock.
Absurd.
He's got... Wow, and this guy, talk about stock down.
Hit me. Let's go.
CJ Shroud.
Is ahead of Brock Purdy?
Oh, way ahead.
Laughable.
Yeah. Right. You know who he has at number 9?
Who?
The pride of the Raiders. Geno Smith is number 9.
Geno Smith is number 9?
Dak is number 7.
Tell me you haven't seen a Raider game all year without telling me you haven't seen a Raider game all year.
Steven and I maybe need to get coffee.
You take Steve. I'll take Greg Cosell and Mongo Feliciano, who played.
You'd
Mongo,
be wrong.
Who played? He's right next to Brock, blocking for him.
Right.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. We'll go back to the phones in just a sec. 888-957-9570. We'll let you hear from Shanahan, Plaxico Burris in 20 minutes on Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.